New developments with regards to African swine fever and foot and mouth disease highlight the Swine Health Information Center's January Swine Health Monitoring Report. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks Conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
As part of its February e-newsletter, the Swine Health Information Center has released its monthly global and domestic swine health monitoring reports. Associate Director Dr. Lisa Becton says the global report includes extensive information on both African swine fever and foot and mouth disease.
Globally, there is still continued to be African swine fever activity in Europe and in Asia. In Latvia, there was a large first farm level outbreak of the year, and this is at one of the country's largest commercial operations with more than 22,000 pigs on site. In South Korea, officials reported 4 farm level outbreaks in January, which is a very sharp increase of cases compared to last year when they only had 6 cases reported. In the Philippines, a sharp reduction in active ASF cases was noted. The authorities attribute some of the reduction towards enhanced biosecurity that is applied on farm, their active monitoring of status, favorable weather, sustained border controls, and government-sponsored ASF vaccination of negative herds. And then foot and mouth disease continues to raise concerns with the first detection of FMD SAT1 in Israel, and this was reported in January with multiple outbreaks in cattle and goats. It is important for us to continue to monitor what other countries are doing and learn from their experience and then be able to apply that towards our production in the U.S.
Dr. Becton says it comes down to basic biosecurity, especially when people are traveling overseas or when hosting international visitors. She advises not wearing the same clothing and footwear on your farm that was worn during travel, having downtime before international travelers visit, and not exposing pigs to food products from other countries. The global and domestic swine health monitoring reports can be found at swinehealth.org. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.